This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Russian police rounded up scores of protesters Wednesday as allies of hunger-striking Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny staged nationwide protests over his failing health in jail. Meanwhile, President Vladimir Putin warned the West against provocation. We get more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
President Vladimir Putin warned the West on Wednesday not to cross Russia's red lines, saying Moscow would respond swiftly and harshly to provocations. Relations are under acute strain over Ukraine and the health of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, whose supporters were gathering in protest across the country as Putin spoke. Putin makes a point of never naming Navalny, his fiercest critic, who is 3 weeks into a hunger strike in jail and gravely ill. Monitors said police seized scores of protesters in the first hours of the rallies. Before them, two of Navalny's closest allies were arrested in Moscow, their lawyers said. They were Lyubov Sobol, one of the faces of Navalny's popular YouTube channel, and Kira Yarmush, his spokeswoman.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. The Justice Department is opening an investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department one day after former officer Derek Chauvin was convicted in the killing of George Floyd, an unarmed black man. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the verdict does not address potentially systemic policing issues in Minneapolis, so the Justice Department will start a probe.
To determine whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of unconstitutional or unlawful policing.
By looking at use of force, among other things, the Justice Department was already investigating whether Chauvin and other officers involved in Floyd's death violated his civil rights. Sagar Meghani, Washington.